It's Thursday, December 26, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A homicide by OWI charge for an Eau Claire driver after a crash near Menominee on Tuesday. Assembly Leader Robin Voss says he wants a GOAT, Government Operation and Transparency Committee. Former Governor Tommy Thompson supports RFK Jr. as Trump's Health and Human Services Secretary, and the DNR says the recent elk season was successful. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. An Eau Claire man was killed and four others injured in a two-vehicle crash caused by a drunk driver early Tuesday morning, according to the State Patrol. Authorities said 40-year-old Mark Sokolowski of Eau Claire was driving a Ford Expedition that collided with a Subaru Outback at the intersection of Highway 12 and County Highway E, east of Menominee. The Subaru overturned and the driver, a 56-year-old man from Eau Claire, was killed. Of the three passengers in Sokolowski's vehicle, a 30-year-old woman from Eau Claire had life-threatening injuries, and a 20-year-old male from Hillsdale and a 23-year-old male from Barron had non-life-threatening injuries. The victims' names were not released, pending notification of their families. Sokolowski had non-life-threatening injuries and was arrested on a charge of homicide by OWI. In an interview with Wisconsin Eye, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he'll form a Government Operation and Transparency, or GOAT, committee.
So I'm excited about that also as a way for us to not say, how do we just spend more money? It's how do we drive efficiency so that the people who live in Wisconsin can afford to stay here, but also expect the services that they have come to want in a way that's much more meaningful and in a way that's much more efficient.
Voss says the committee will be modeled on President-elect Donald Trump's DOGE committee led by Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy. Despite his controversial comments regarding vaccines, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has the support of Tommy Thompson to lead the Federal Department of Health and Human Services.
What he implied was is that it's based upon science. I think everything has got to be based upon science. That's how I believe. And the vaccines, you got to take keep looking at them, and if you can find a better way, go with it. But right now, I support Robert F. Kennedy for that position.
The former Wisconsin governor and HHS secretary in the George H.W. Bush administration commented recently at the Capitol in Madison. Kennedy will need to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. The Department of Natural Resources is calling the 2024 elk hunting season a success. Sean Maloney tells us more.
The DNR says the 2024 hunt represented a milestone in Wisconsin's elk management because for the first time, hunters had the opportunity to hunt in both the northern and central elk zones. Previous hunts only occurred within the northern elk zone. The DNR received more than 17,700 applicants to hunt in the northern zone and more than 7,700 to hunt in the central zone. Eight hunters were then selected at random to participate in this year's hunt. In total, six bull elks were harvested, with four coming from the central zone and two from the northern zone. The application period for the 2025 elk hunting season opens in early spring. Shaw Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.